Welcome to the TD Sports NBA Betting Show. I'm your host, Ty Delbridge, and today, February 27th, I'm going to recap my best bets from yesterday and then get into my best bets and top props for the NBA games today. Make sure you guys are following me on Twitter, at Ty Delbridge, the podcast, at TD Sports Podcast, and if you haven't yet, like and subscribe to this podcast on whatever app you are listening to. And with that, let's get into today's show. All right, so let's quickly review the best bets from yesterday. We went 1-2, 2-1, 2-2, 4-2 on our best bets that I put on the pod yesterday. I ended up tweeting out some that were not on the pod. I had the Hawks plus 2.5. That didn't work. Had the over 232.5 Wolves at Heat. That cashed. And I had the over of Aaron Gordon 16.5 points. That cashed. For the bets on here, I had Dallas minus 5 for the whole game. That cashed. But they tried pulling a Miami Heat and the Oklahoma City Thunder from the last 2 days and going up big against a very bad team and then blowing it towards the end of the game and almost not winning and almost not covering. They only won by 6. They should have had that anyway. So that was sweating that out. Dallas first half minus 2. That was not a sweat out. Dallas was up huge at the half. They were up 12 or 14. So that was Mel's money. Heat first half minus 6. Just terrible game for the Miami Heat. They ended up losing. But they were only up 3 at the half, and then they ended up losing the game, which killed a couple of my parlays on that money line. I can't believe the Heat lost that. And moving on, though. And then I had Joel Embiid's over of 25.5 points and 11.5 rebounds. I had that as a parlay prop. That did not go because we had Joel Embiid leave the game 7 minutes into the first quarter with a shoulder injury, and he did not return. So he finished with 3 points, 0 rebounds. So, in a way, that sucks because you can't do anything about it. That's the scary thing about props is you have that risk of a player getting hurt or getting sick, getting the foul trouble, and then they don't put up what they should do. So that sucked, but I'm not gonna be too worried about that. It's not like I picked it and then he ended up going 20 points and 7 rebounds on the game. That'd be worse than this. So it was a nice day. It was a nice bounce back Wednesday after 2 rough days. And with that, when we come back, we will get into my NBA bets and top props for today. So let's take a look at the NBA games on the schedule today real quick. There's only 4 of them, so not a very if this is a day you might want to take a betting rest, I wouldn't blame you. We have the Knicks at the 76ers. 76ers 6.5 point favorite. Trailblazers at the Pacers. Pacers are a 10 point favorite. Kings at the Thunder. Thunder are a 7 point favorite. And the Lakers at the Warriors. Lakers are a 10 point favorite. It is a weird day because there is no LeBron James for the Lakers, no Damian Lillard for the Blazers, and no Joel Embiid or Ben Simmons for the 76ers, who are on the second out of a back-to-back. Pretty weird betting day, but with only 4 games, we will have I'll have 3 bets or 5 bets, 3 sides or totals, and 2 props. So when we come back from the break, we will get into those. All right, so for my NBA favorite bets for today, we'll start at the top. I'm going to take the over 218 at Blazers at Pacers. The Blazers play no defense, so you get a team like the Pacers who aren't known maybe for their offensive firepower or putting up a ton of points, but when they play a team like the Blazers, things like that can change. The Pacers have multiple weapons. They can score from all 3 levels, and the Blazers, honestly, besides the they don't have anybody that can lock down anybody. Yeah, Whiteside's probably their best defensive player, but he's not that good a defender. He's a good shot blocker and a good rim protector, but he can't go one-on-one with anybody. He's not going to slow anybody down in the paint or they can back him down. Like, I think he's going to have problems with Miles Turner and Sabonis tonight down low. I think all the Blazers bigs. And then when you get down to the wings and guards, they got scrappy guards who are going to get up all up in the Blazers' grills and make them work. But they also have guys that can really put up points in Malcolm Brogdon and TJ Warren. So yeah, I think the Pacers can. I think they can get up to 115, 120. We saw that the last time these two played. Yes, Damian Lillard did play, but still, the Blazers, he's not the greatest defender, so he doesn't affect that too much. And the Pacers scored 129 points, and the Blazers scored 139 for the win. But like that, the Pacers got up to 129 on this Blazers defense. I think we could see similar success today. The Pacers need to get back on track. They have been playing a little bit better, and now maybe getting a home win against a different conference team would be good for their psyche. So yeah, I see the Pacers really playing hard tonight, and I almost see them leading the way for this total. I think the Blazers have enough weapons with CJ, Melo, Whiteside, guys like Gary Trent and Simons who can get hot randomly, that they can score points as well. I can see them getting up to 110, 115 as well, and this could be a high-scoring game. I think the Pacers should win, and they should have this game in about the whole time. I don't see them really being struggling, but the Blazers have that personality and type of team that they're not going to quit, and they're going to try and give you everything they got. So I could see them just really trying to play this one hard. And I mean, this thing could be in the fourth quarter and them down by 20, but they're still going to try and do it. We see them go over a lot. So ramble on that one, yes, but I'm going to take the over 218. I see this thing ending around 225, 230. Next, I'm going to take the over 221 Kings at Thunder. This thing has dropped a little bit. I think it's because so De'Aaron Fox is questionable for the Kings, but still, the Kings have really been pushing up the pace since the All-Star break. I know Fox is a big part of that. His fast break steals, the way he's explosive, he's super fun to watch. Let's see right here. I had some notes on it. So the Kings have gone over 110 points 5 times in a row, and the Thunder have gone over 120 points 3 of their last 4 games, and then the one they didn't, they got like 108 points. So I think these two teams, they both get up a lot of three-pointers. They don't make it at a great clip, but they shoot it. So that's just always a possibility. More points, you get more threes, it means more points. So I see the Kings, regardless, putting up a lot of threes. And if Fox doesn't play tonight, they have to find points from elsewhere. And I can see guys like Buddy Hield really stepping up and trying to drain it and stuff like that. So I think this thing will be back and forth. I see the Kings really getting out, and I see them really trying to push the pace, not trying to set up an offense, trying to get in transition regardless of Fox plays. And the Thunder should be pissed off about that Bulls game the other night where they gave it up, so maybe they try and come out and put the smackdown on the Kings. But the Kings have been scrappy, and I see this game being pretty close. That's why I didn't feel comfortable picking a side on the Thunder. Obviously I like to lean the Thunder, but the Kings here plus 7.5, that is something I would possibly consider, because the Kings have been pretty good, and after that thing with Bulls, I'm a little shaky with the Thunder. So I'm just gonna take the total here. I know these things it's already kind of dropped down to it was like at 224, it's dropped to 222, 221, 220 some places, but I honestly think there's going to be a ton of points scored here, regardless if Fox plays or not. If Fox plays, this thing's definitely going over. If he doesn't play, yeah, it'll be a little bit more of a sweat out, but I still think it'll happen. So give me the over 222 Kings at OKC. Next, taking the 76ers first half. I know the Sixers don't have Joel Embiid. They don't have Ben Simmons. They're on the second half of a back-to-back after a bad loss on the road, but they are home. And they've been great at home all year. It doesn't make sense. It's something about, I know being at home is better when you get to sleep in your own bed, be around your family, be around the places you're comfortable with. But still, like, they play completely different basketball when they're at home than on the road. So I think they'll get back to that. However, they've been playing at home. I know they don't have Embiid and Simmons, but still, I think they have enough guys to beat the New York Knicks. The New York Knicks are the New York Knicks. They're not very good. I think Al Horford, Tobias Harris, Josh Richardson, Furkan Korkmaz, Alec Burks, Greg Robinson III or whatever, Trey Burke. I think they just have enough guys in the 76ers who can play together. They know what their coach wants. They know what their system is. They know what's worked for them this year, and they can implement that and get big gains from Horford and Harris. They should be able to kill the Knicks. I know the Knicks, what they have, Randall and RJ Barrett, that's about it. And I think it's Alfred Payton, Frank Ntilikina is not playing tonight for them. he's not a movable needle, but a needle mover, but he's still a talent that they like to use. Someone who picks up minutes, who can play scrappy defense and put some points on the board. So that's just another guy for the Knicks that they're not going to have. So I'm not going to take the 76ers total game. It's -7, -6.5, which is very tempting because they are playing the Knicks at home. But it is, I'm still trying to, these full games have been kind of scary for me, so I'm going to lay away from those, and I'm going to take the Sixers first half. It's -3.5, -4. I think if anything, they'll get hot early and look like they're fine without Simmons and Embiid in the first half, and then what tends to happen is in the second half when their foot comes off the gas, and I think the Knicks could make it interesting. So that's why I'm just sticking with the first half and I'm not going to sweat out the rest of the game. So give me the 76ers first half -4. All right, my two top props, they will be in the same game. I'm taking TJ Warren's over of 18.5 points. Like I said, the Blazers, they give up a ton of points, and they also have a problem defending bigger mobile wings that have a scoring mindset, and that's TJ Warren. We saw it with Jason Tatum every night. Yes, Jason Tatum is completely different than TJ Warren. I'm not trying to compare the two that way, but they're both, like, I will compare them in this way. They're both bigger guards that can score from the three, can create their own shot off the dribble a little bit. Tatum's way, 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 way better than TJ Warren. But like that, we saw what Tatum had, and now I think TJ Warren has a mindset of he gets to 20 points. He averages about 18 on the year, or 16 on the year. So now 18.5, I think he gets over that. Three of these last couple games, I saw two games he's gone over 20. And then one game he had 9. He played a really tough Raptors defense. Blazers don't have anybody like the Raptors. They don't have a defensive scheme like the Raptors, defensive players like the Raptors, guys built like the players on the Raptors. So I think he'll have a way more like easy time tonight with the Blazers, TJ Warren. So I can see him going for 20, 25 point plus points easy tonight. So give me the over of 18.5. And then for Hassan Whiteside, I'm taking his over of 13.5 rebounds. He's a rebounding monster. I know some people say he doesn't affect winning, he doesn't really try. At the end of the day, the dude is around the rim, and he's a magnet for rebounds. Yeah, there are some games where he has checked out, but regardless, just what he's able to do with his wingspan and his athletic ability and mindset to go get rebounds, I think he could play 25, 30 minutes and have a terrible game, but find himself in a 10-point, 16-rebound, 2-block game. Which I think could happen tonight. He's going to have to play a lot more minutes because the Blazers don't have Damian Lillard, so they need they just need their best players on the floor as much as possible, and he is one of their better players on the season right now. He is one of the only bigs. He will be having to go against Miles Turner and Sabonis tonight, so yeah, he might get tired, but I think if this thing gets over, and like I'm expecting to, there's going to be a lot of shot opportunities, which means more missed shots and more rebounds for Whiteside. He's basically a walking 15 rebounds. So give me Whiteside. He went over 19 last game, 17 game before that. So I'm going to take the over 13.5 rebounds. I think I see a big rebounding game from Whiteside, which is not shocking. He's been doing it all year. All right, those are my bets for today. Let's take a look here real quick. We'll go through the top. I'm taking the over 218 Pacers, or Blazers at Pacers, over 222 Kings at OKC, 76ers first half -4, TJ Warren's over of 18.5 points, and Hassan Whiteside's over of 13.5 rebounds. All right, that is it for today's show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Really appreciate it. Not too much action today on the NBA with only 4 games, and not really exciting games either. Then there's not really any, it's a weird NBA schedule day. So like I said, I wouldn't blame anybody if you decided to take the night off tonight. I was thinking about it, but I decided I would take a chance, and I would rather be up there to win some money than just sit back and not do anything tonight. So that's part of the gambling fun. So yeah, thanks so much for listening. Make sure you guys are following me on Twitter and like and subscribe to this show. Tweet me what bets of mine you're tailing, what bets of yours that maybe I missed, and what you like tonight. And with that, we will see you guys tomorrow. Peace.